Ping An. I'm glad to be here and I'm glad to speak English.
非常高兴在这里，我今天可以用英文来讲道。
I recently read a funny list of the criticisms that pastors receive in the church, and it was quite good. So,
我最近听到有关有个牧师的这个对他的批评。
Can you hear him? Maybe you need to do his volume a bit. Yeah. They said maybe talk a bit to talk.
Okay. Can you hear me?
All right.
好，对。
So this is a criticism of pastors in the church, and they say if the pastor is young, he lacks experience.
这样有这样一个对这个教会里头的牧师的一种批评，就是说如果这个牧师很年轻的话，他就没有足够的经验。
But if his hair is gray, they say he's a bit too old for the young people.
但是如果他有一些白头发的话，灰白的头发的话，有人就会说，对一些年轻人来说，他可能年纪太大了。
We say if he has 5 or 6 children, it's a bit irresponsible.
如果他有五六个小孩的话，那我们就觉得他可能不是很负责任。
But if he has no children, we say, oh, he's setting a bad example.
但是他如果一个小孩都没有的话，我们就会说，他给别人树立了一个坏的榜样。
If he uses a lot of illustrations in his sermons, we say, you know, 牧师 is neglecting the Bible.
如果他用经文里头的很多这个例子的话，我们就会说，这个他把这个圣经就给忘记了。
But if he doesn't use any illustrations, we say, you know, his preaching just isn't relevant today.
但是他如果没有用任何例子来说明这些经文的话，我们可能就会说他今天的这个经文好像今天的这个讲道好像跟经文没有任何关系。
And we say, you know, if the 牧师 is driving an old car, it kind of looks bad for our church, kind of 没有面子。
如果一个牧师他开一个很旧的车的话，好像对整个教会都觉得很没有面子。
But if he drives a nice car, we say, "Oh, 牧师 is setting his affection on earthly things."
但他如果开一个很好的车的话，我们就会说，哎呦，这个牧师好像树了一个不好的榜样，就是他注重这种属世的东西。
So as you can probably guess, today's passage is from the Sermon on the Mount about judging others.
今天的这个我们的讲道是从这个登山宝训里头的个八福不要判论断别人。
So if we're honest, it's actually really good for us to think about this topic, because if we're really honest, we're not that good at it.
如果我们很诚实的话，我们就会知道我们其实在这方面是不是做得很好的。
We can be a bit tough on everybody, not just those inside the church, but those outside the church as well.
我们可以对别人，不管是在教会内部，或者是教会以外的人，可能对他们来这个判断他们说太严格了。
And as I was thinking about this passage this week, I realized that the more we judge others, we find that it can be very poisonous to our relationships, both in and outside the church.
当我在思考这些经文的时候，我想到如果我们对别人做出很多这种论断的话，我们可以这个对我们这跟别人的关系就受到了很负面的影响。
And as I was studying, I was also reminded that this is now considered the most famous passage in the Bible.
当我在学习这些经文的时候，我意识到这是被一般的人认为是这个圣经里头最重要的几段经文之一。
When I was growing up, the most famous passage in the Bible, can you guess?
当我在长大的时候，你能想到那时候人家觉得经文里头最重要的经节是什么吗？
It was John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
是约翰3:16。
But the scholars now tell you that this is the most famous passage in the Bible because it's the only scripture that non-Christians are familiar with.
但是现在的学者们会告诉你，现在最常用的、被引用的最多的这个经节，实际上是这一段，就是因为很多不信主的人，他经常会引用这一段经文，让人不要论断别人。
But what we're going to find is a lot of people have misunderstood what Jesus is really saying.
但是我们会发现这很多人实际上错误地理解了这个耶稣基督在讲这些话的时候的意思。
All right, we've already read the passage, so I'm just going to give you the outline for today if you find that kind of thing helpful.
我们已经读了这些经文，所以我只是给你一些大纲。
Never works, does it? Maybe you can help me go to the next slide, if you don't mind. Can you click to the next one? There we go. Yeah, it's all right. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to consider three things. If you find outlines helpful, the prohibition not to judge, our proclivity to judge, and lastly, what should be primary in any judgment we render. So those are the three things we'll consider this morning, and we'll look at the first one, which is the prohibition not to judge.
Can you go back?
Oh.
To the previous, sorry.
Sorry?
今天这个大纲，我们这是今天的讲到的这个大纲哈，主要有三点，就是我们要考虑的三件事情。第一个就是论断的禁令，我们第二个是我们论断的倾向，第三点是在我们做出任何判断时应该以什么为主。
All right, so the first one, the prohibition not to judge from verses 1 to 2.
So 第一点是论断的禁令，这是从第一节和第二节那里来的。
I'm going to read verses 1 to 2 again in English. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
不要评断人，上帝就不断审断你们，因为上帝就不审断你们，因为你们怎样评断人，上帝也要照样审断你们。你们用什么量器来量，上帝也要用同样的量器量给你们。
So the more we read and study the Bible, the more we're actually going to gain insight into how God actually sees the world.
我们读圣经读得越多的话，我们越会理解到上帝是怎么样看待这个世界的。
So we're going to understand what's good and what is bad, what we should embrace and what we should avoid. This is all natural.
我们会知道什么是对的，什么是错的，这一切都非常的自然。
So I have two children, and if I were to not teach them the difference between good and bad, I'd be a bad parent.
我有两个孩子，如果我不教他们什么是正确的，什么是错误的，那我就是一个不好的家长。
All right, so in the same way, God wants us, his children, to be very discerning people who live good, moral, godly lives.
同样上帝就像一个家长对小孩一样，也让我们活一个用正确的方式活在这个世上，什么是对的，什么是错的。
So I'll show you why moral discernment is not what Jesus is prohibiting.
我要给你们解释一下这个道德的这个标准不是这个耶稣要给我们告诉我们的事情。
So there's a lot of examples in the Bible where evaluation is actually encouraged.
在圣经里头有很多这样的例子，这种是实际上是被鼓励的这样的事情。
So if you look in this same chapter in verses 15 through 17, just a few verses later, Jesus says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them."
在后面的几节经文里头，耶稣就讲到了
Just watch out for false prophets, Joe.
要小心那些假的这个传道人。
So obviously, if you're commanded to watch out for false prophets and look for fruit in their lives, that requires you judge.
所以你为了知道什么样的人是假的先知，你就必须会要有能力做出判断。
And in Matthew 18, another example, Jesus says, "If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault." Just between the two of you.
在马太十八章里也说到，如果你的弟兄犯罪了，你要去告诉他们。当然只是在你们两个人之间私下里告诉他们。
So again, we're required to make a discernment.
所以在那里，我们也被要求去做出一些评判。
And we're going about to give a lot of illustrations of how to apply this, but before we do it, what is Jesus really asking?
我们会用很多的例子来说明这个怎么样应用，但是我们首先要明白这个到底耶稣在这里想告诉我们什么。
I think this is the best answer I could come up with. We're allowed to evaluate, but we're not allowed to give a hasty, habitual, and kind of hypercritical condemnation because it's unmerciful and self-righteous.
这下面这几条是我能够想到的 最好的这个回答，就是我们可以评估，但是我们不能给出仓促的、习惯性的和过分批评的谴责，因为那是无情的和自以为是的。
So basically, knowing God is different than trying to be God.
基本上来说就是认识神，是和认为自己是神这两个是完全不同的。
So there was once a young man who wanted to get married.
有一个年轻人他要准备结婚了。
There was a problem though. Every time he brought home his girlfriend, his prospective wife, his mama criticized her.
但是有一个问题就是每次他把他这个女朋友带回家的时候他的妈妈就会批评他。
She said, I don't like this and I don't like that. She's too much like this and too much like that.
他会说我不喜欢这个我不喜欢这个他我不喜欢那个他像这个或者像那个。
The poor man was just so frustrated. He wanted to get married. He didn't know what to do.
所以这个可怜的人他只是想结婚但是他不知道该怎么办。
So his friend said, I'll tell you what to do. Go find somebody just like your mother.
所以他的朋友给他一个建议说你去找一个人，这个人跟你的妈妈非常像。
So as the story goes, he went around and looked, and he found a clone of his mother.
所以这个故事下面说，他找来找去，最后找到一个人，就是完全跟他妈妈是一样的人。
She looked like his mama.
他看上去很像他的妈妈。
She talked like his mama.
他讲话的时候也很像他妈妈。
She thought like his mama.
他思考的时候也很像他妈妈。
And she acted like his mama.
他的行为也很像他的妈妈。
A real clone.
真的是一个克隆的一个克隆人，就是跟他妈妈完全一样的。
So he took her home, and the next time his friend, who had given him this advice, saw him, he said, "Well, how did it go?"
所以他把这个他妈妈的这种一个克隆人带回家里，然后他的朋友就问他说怎么样呢这次。
He said, actually, it went really well. My mom loved her, but my dad couldn't stand her.
他说哦，这个实际上是个都很好，但是我妈妈非常喜欢这个人，但是我的爸爸不能忍受这个人。
So I think like this critical mother, perhaps all of us, including myself, we have a tendency to be a bit overly curious and overly critical about other people's sins and faults and habits.
就像这个妈妈一样，我们很多人可能会很过分的去给批评别人，批评指出别人的罪等等。
So if we see somebody doing things maybe differently than we prefer, we might...judge their character as a bit careless or unthoughtful or unloving or irresponsible.
当我们看评判一个别的人的时候，我们可能会觉得他不负责任，不做的很多事情都做得很不好。
And I think that's what Jesus is forbidding.
And 我想这个耶稣基督就是不让我们做这样的事情。
But when we were studying some counseling one time, I realized we have another tendency.
在我给其他一些人提供咨询的时候，我发现有另外一个倾向。
Have you ever heard of mind readers?
你有没有听到有的人可以可以看到别人的这个脑子里想的事情
？So some of us think we're mind readers.
有一些人觉得我们可以猜到别人脑子里在想什么。
You know, we say to our wife, "Honey, I know what you're thinking."
我们可能会对我们的妻子说我知道你在想什么。
Stop it, you're wrong.
停下来你这样想是错的。
She says, but I never said anything.
但是你的妻子可能说我什么都没有说呀。
Or we say, you know, if you're put in this situation, I know exactly what you'll do.
有时候我们会说如果你在这样的情况下我很清楚地知道你会做什么样的事。
Why are you always like that anyway?
你为什么总是这个样子？
So mind reading can get us in a lot of trouble in relationships because we're judging the person before they even act.
当我们试图去读别人脑这个头脑里的这个想法的时候，是很危险，我们会犯错误，因为他们其实什么都没做。
But I realized as I was studying this that Jesus is actually warning us of something even more dangerous than mind reading.
当我们在我读这一段的时候，我意识到耶稣基督其实要给我们一个警告，就是关于一些东西比这种读别人脑子里猜别人脑子里在想什么这样一件事情更危险的一些事情。
I think Jesus is saying to me and to you, don't be a heart reader.
我相信这个耶稣在这里想告诉你，不要去读别人心里想的是什么。
So we're called to leave judgments of the heart to God.
我们要把这个心里的这种评判留给神，对心的这人心的这个评判留给神，而不是我们自己来做。
Well, it's stuck again, but in verse 2 is important. Could you help me flip to the next PowerPoint slide? Jesus takes this prohibition so seriously. The one before that.See if you can go there. There you go. He takes the prohibition so seriously that he says something else, and we can see it on the PowerPoint in verse 2. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
在第二节，这个耶稣基督讲这个关于论断这个禁令啊，他说，因为你们怎样评判人，上帝也要照样审断你们。你们用什么量器来量，上帝也要用同样的量器量给你们。
So if you think about it, it's a bit scary.
你想一想，这个情形是有点可怕的。
When we judge others, we're inviting God to judge us.
当我们论断别人的时候，我们实际上是在邀请上帝来审判我们。
So one pastor put it this way, it's like as if we were to pray, and imagine, can I really pray this prayer, God judge me as I judge others?
这有一个牧师说，他这个好像是我们在向神祷告，请你来判断我，来审判我，就像我论断别人一样。
And so he says the tone of our life is going to become the tone of our judgment.
我们生活里头的这种主旋律会变成这个一个论断的这样一种旋律。
So let's just think of this prohibition a little more positively. What is the opposite of condemnation?
让我们再仔细的想一想这个关于论断的禁令，什么是反面的意思？
So it's really a posture of just humbly loving other people and showing mercy to them as fallen human beings just like ourselves.
这个反面就是要有怜悯心，对待别人的时候就像别人要对待我们一样。
So we extend forgiveness, we seek reconciliation, and when we act that way to others, I think we're listening to Jesus.
我们应该原谅别人，当我们这样做的时候，我们就照着耶稣基督要我们做的事。
All right, you can go to the next slide for me if you don't mind, because it's I think this doesn't work. Maybe next slide. It's verses 3-4.Or maybe we can just not use the PowerPoint if it doesn't work. Yeah, it's going backwards now. There you go. So it's the second point. There you go. Our proclivity to judge. So verses 3-4. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye?
这下面这是关于第二点，就是我们论断的倾向。在第三节、第四节里讲到，你为什么只看见弟兄眼中的木屑，却不管自己眼中的大梁呢？你眼中有大梁，怎么能对弟兄说，让我去掉你眼中的木屑呢？
So notice from verses 3-4, we have a tendency to minimize our own sin, but magnify the sins of others.
从第三节、第四节这两节经文里头，我们看到我们有一种倾向，就是把别人的罪无限的放大，而把自己的罪呢就缩小。
So the person here has a big problem in his life, but he notices something really, really small in somebody else's.
所以这里这个人呢，他自己 在他的 生命里头有很大很严重的问题，但是他没有看到，他只是看到别的人这个生命里头有一些很小的问题，他都看到了。
So you can imagine he says, yeah, I've got this huge problem in my life, I know, but it's not a big deal. I mean, haven't you seen what Fred, what he does?
所以你看到这个人他自己，他可能会说，哎呀，我知道我的生活里头有很大的问题，但是你有没有看到这个另外这个人 Fred, 他也有问题啊。
I mean,
有些小问题。
I mean, I'm not near as bad as Fred, and I mean, he's messed up.
我没有再坏，也没有像 Fred 那么坏哈，他是整个就不可救药了。
So we have a tendency to normalize our sin by comparing ourselves to others and minimize our own sin to clear our consciences. All right.
所以我们有这样一种倾向，就是总是把自己的这个罪呢，就是。看得比较小，让别人的罪呢就进行放大。
But there's another reason we have this proclivity to judge.
我们这种论断的倾向，还有另外一个原因，让我们去容易去论断别人。
And to me, this is probably the most important part of this message.
对我来说，这可能是这个信息里头最重要的一点。
So I recently heard a story of a woman who was waiting for an airplane in the airport.
最近我听到一个故事，就有一个女士在机场里等飞机。
So she went to the stand and bought a nice little bag of cookies.
所以她到一个她到一个这个卖食物的地方去买了一小包这个饼干。
And so she sat down to wait for her flight.
所以她就坐下来，就等她的这个班机。
So soon another man sat down right next to her.
过了不久，有另外一个人坐在她的旁边，一个男人坐在她的旁边。
You can imagine the cookies were in between the two of them, unopened.
你可以看到这个饼干就是在他们两个人中间，没有打开。
So this man who she didn't know, kind of reached over and took one of the cookies.
这个男人呢，他并不认识这个女士，但是他就伸出手来就拿了一块这个饼干吃。
And she thought to herself, "Oh dear, did he just open my bag of cookies and take one?"
这个女士就说：“我的天哪，这个人刚刚是不是打开了我的这个饼干这一盒子饼干，然后拿了一块他自己吃。”
So she's texting her daughter, saying, "I'm sitting next to a weirdo."
所以她给她的这位女士就给她的女儿发了用手机发了个短信，说我现在坐在我旁边的这个人是非常的奇怪。
So then she reached into the bag and took her cookie and gave him a dirty look.
所以她呢就把从那个饼干那个盒子里头也拿了一块，而且在拿的同时她很气愤地看了一眼这位男士。
The man smiled back, and then he reached in and grabbed another cookie.
这个男士呢，他微笑，对这个女士微笑了一下，他也去又从这个盒里拿了一块饼干。
They traded back and forth until finally there was only one cookie left.
所以他们这样来回的，就是从这个饼干盒里拿，最后只剩下一块饼干了，这盒子里头。
The man reached in, he broke the cookie in half and ate one piece and left the other piece there.
这个男士就把最后这一块饼干拿起来，掰开成一半，自己拿了一半吃，然后把另外一半就放回到这个盒子。
The lady was really mad. She got up and I have never seen a person as arrogant as this. And she got in and sat down on the airplane.
她这个女士非常的气愤，站起来说：“我从来没有遇到过这么无理的这个人。”
She opened her purse to text her daughter, and she found.An unopened bag of cookies.
他又想给他又要给他这个，他把自己的包打开，又要给他女儿。
She didn't realize she had been eating his bag of cookies all along.
他要给他女儿发短信，告诉这个故事哈，这个男士怎么样无理。但是在他打开包以后，他发现他自己的那个饼干袋在他的包里。所以在这其实在这个整个过程中，他们其实在吃那位男士的这个饼干。
So here's the point. Sometimes we judge other people because of our sheer ignorance.
所以我们在这里要想说明的一点，就是有时候我们在论断别人， 只是因为我们自己很无知。
And I found it challenging as I thought about all the times I've judged people that unless you're God, you can't know everything about someone.
就除非你是上帝，你不知道别的人是怎么样的，你很难去判断。
Yet I think the challenge of this passage is we have a tendency to judge because we think we know it all.
但是这里的挑战，从这几节经文里头的挑战就是我们去论断别人，因为我们以为我们知道。
But like this woman with the cookies, there's just a lot of things we don't know or realize.
但是就像这个故事里头这位女士，有很多事情我们是不知道的，而且我们没有意识到我们不知道。
Maybe there's a person in our life that we're tempted to judge, but we don't realize they're dealing with grief or maybe just lost a loved one.
有时候我们可能在论断别人，但是我们并不知道他们可能在痛苦之中，或者他们刚刚失去一个亲人。
Maybe the person is just under a lot of stress because they can't sleep well and they have a lot of health problems.
也可能他们因为各种各样的压力或者问题，他们不能他们这个有失眠的问题。
So maybe the person just lost their job and they're just overwhelmed with raising children and preparing meals and doing dishes and laundry.
有可能他们刚刚失去了自己的工作，他们必须要养活自己的孩子，还要做很多的家务。
They're having to take care of their elderly parents and pay off student loans, and you know how it is.
他们可能需要照顾自己年长的父母，或者要还欠了很多这种贷款，学生时候的贷款。
As I thought about this passage, I realized there's just so much about everyone's life, we don't know their full story.
当我读这段经文后，我意识到我们有很多很多事情我们是不知道的，关于别人的事情。
And as I thought about this, it reminded me of Taiwan.
当我想到这个时候，当我思考这个问题的时候，我也想到在台湾的时候。
Because as a 牧师, I've learned one very important thing.
作为一个牧师，我学到了一个非常重要的事情。
Looking at our people in our congregation's life, things are rarely as it seems.
在我们这个会众里头，我看他们这个人的生活的时候，往往是和表面上我们看到的东西是完全不一样的。
Everybody has struggles, they have burdens, whether they admit it or not.
不管他们承认还是不承认，他们每个人都有挣扎。
And so I'll ask the men, are you struggling with anything? And they say no.
我可能有时候会问一个人说你是不是在你生活里头有一些挣扎，他们的回答往往是没有。
So when they say no, I just ask their wife.
当他们回答说没有的时候，我再去问他们的妻子。
And the wife says, oh, 他有很多问题。
这个太太往往会说他有很多很多问题。
So when that's just how it goes. There's always a deeper story and a deeper struggle of why people act and do the things they do.
这就是往往是这样的，就是不管什么事情，它其实有更深层的这个理由，为什么他们做这样的事情。
And so I've been challenged to take more time to understand their story and their challenges to develop compassion and mercy.
所以我的挑战就是我要去理解他们的这种处境，让自己更有同情心。
Yeah, so imagine you're at the Walmart in College Station.
就想象一下你如果在大学城的沃尔玛商店里。
And you see a mom with three kids, and then one of them is screaming, and suddenly she goes, "Wah!" and smacks them.
可能这三个小孩有一个在高声尖叫，然后他就打了一下。那个小孩。
It always seems to happen in Walmart.
好像这样的事情经常在沃尔玛发生。
And you think, oh, she cannot control her temper and she can't handle her kids. No Christian would parent that way.
有的人可能会想说呀，这个妈妈根本不知道怎么样控制自己的情绪，她不是一个很好的这个父母，没有一个基督徒应该这样做。
But here's my challenge. Imagine you saw that happen and you're tempted to judge.
所以这是我的一个给你的一个挑战，就是你想象一下，你在这种情形下，你是怎么样，你的这个去论断别人的这种倾向。
You can actually take this opportunity to judge and transform it into an opportunity to serve.
所以在这种情况下，应该是不是一种倾向去论断别人，而是一种想 帮助别人、侍奉别人的这样一个机会。
So instead of judging, we could offer to give her a helping hand or to pray for her on our way home.
所以不是去论断她，而是试图去帮助她。
So one of the things I find is Jesus allows us to, he gives us these opportunities, the temptations can become opportunities to serve.
耶稣基督给我们这样的机会，所以一种试炼可能变成一种机会，让我们有机会去侍奉别人。
There was a story of a grandmother who was always going around dusting.
有一个故事讲到一个老奶奶总是拿着这个扫灰尘的东西到处去打扫这个灰尘。
In the Taiwan 乡下 there's a lot of 阿嬷 that are dusting everywhere.
在台湾的乡下的时候，有一些老太太经常是拿这个掸子去扫各个地方的灰尘。
So this grandmother is dusting up there, dusting down there, dusting over there, dusting over here.
所以这位老奶奶就是到处在打扫灰尘。
And finally, her grandson is like, "Oh, everything you see is dust."
所以他的孙子就会说，这个奶奶好像看到的眼里看到所有东西都是灰尘。
And they said, "Ama, give me your glasses." Ama, or grandmother, give me your glasses.
他说阿妈，你把你的眼镜给我吧。
And he looked at them, and the glasses were covered in dust.
他看到这个他的眼镜，发现他这个奶奶的眼睛上头全是灰尘。
And so Jesus' challenge to us is to be sure to check your own eyes first.
所以耶稣基督在这里向我们挑战，就是当我们在我们判断别人以前，先看看自己的眼睛是不是有灰尘。
So we've said the prohibition not to judge, we have a proclivity to judge, and third, what should be primary in any judgment rendered?
所以我们前面讲到了这个 不能够论断，然后我们在论断别人的时候的倾向，这下面最重要的一点是要在我们做出任何判断中什么是首要的。
So the answer of course is my own sin.
这个回答就是我自己的罪。
Verse 5, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
第五节这讲到你这伪善的人，先把自己眼中的大梁移去，才能看得清楚怎样把弟兄眼中的木屑挑出来。
Yeah, our own sin should be our primary concern.
所以我们最主要的首要的在我们做判断中首要的东西是我们自己的罪。
So perhaps as the sermon title said, we're to be easy on other people but hard on ourselves.
就像我们这个今天这个题目一样，我们要宽以待人，严以待己。
So Jesus says, the way of a Christ follower is to take the plank out of your own eye, and then you can help remove the sawdust from the other person's eye.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们要想先把自己眼中的大梁移去，然后你才能够看别的弟兄眼中的木屑。
So we have to be critical of ourselves first.
所以我们先要自我批评。
So think of your own spiritual life for a moment.
所以先看一看你自己的这个属灵的生命。
Are you spiritually self-aware?
你在属灵的意义上，你知道自己的生命吗？
What are your sinful tendencies? What are your flaws? What are your weaknesses?
什么是你这个犯罪的倾向？什么是你的弱点？
So perhaps you have a picky personality and you need to go easy on those who are more relaxed.
也可能你有这样的性格，就是老要去找别人的错，但是你应该可能更放松一点。
Or perhaps you're more relaxed and you need to be more patient with the picky.
也许你要更放松一点，但是你在挑别人的错的时候，what's the last?
Perhaps you need to be just more patient with picky people.
你需要有更多的耐心。你对，当有人挑你的错的时候，你需要有更多的耐心。
Or maybe you have a very even temperament and you get really frustrated with those who struggle with anger.
所以你可能自己各方面都比较平衡，但是你当有遇到别人他有 跟你不同的这个反应的时候，你可能会会感到被会困扰你。
Or maybe you're a penny pincher, you're very tight with money, and you see finances very different than someone else.
也可能你是个很节约的人，所以你在关于处理财务的这方面的问题的时候，你可能跟别的人很不一样。
So I was challenged that this passage has so many applications to our life.
所以这一节经文在我们的生活中可以有很多很多的这个不同的应用。
But a very acute awareness of our flaws and of our tendencies can actually make us more kinder and more gentle with other people.
所以当我们知道我们自己这样的一种倾向，我们自己的问题的时候，可以让我们对别人更加良善，更加宽容。
But I want to point out, what if you actually do see a problem in a Christian's life, and after examining yourself, you still feel that God wants you to say something?
但是我要讲的是，如果在一个基督徒的生活里，你首先自我反省，但是在这以后，你还是觉得另外一个人他做的事情，你需要指出来他的错。
So here's how one person said. He said the procedure for removing a speck from an eye is extremely difficult and delicate.
当我们想移掉一个人的眼中的大梁的这样一个过程是非常复杂的。
So you ask any ophthalmologist and they'll tell you this.
你问一个任何这个眼科大夫，他们都会告诉你。
There's nothing in the human body more sensitive than the eye.
在人体内没有任何东西比眼睛更敏感。
If I touch my wife's eye, what happens? It closes, right?
如果我碰一下我妻子的眼睛的话，会怎么样？她的眼睛很自然的就会闭起来。
So if I'm going to help her eye, it would take gentleness and carefulness and patience and sympathy and really be really, really careful.
所以当我要去帮助他解决他眼睛上有什么问题的时候，必须要非常的小心，非常的这个柔和这个动作，才能够帮助他。
And I think what Jesus is saying is in the spiritual realm, you have to be even more careful.
在这里耶稣基督告诉我们，在属灵的这个生命里头，我们更加要小心，就像我们处理这人的眼睛一样。
Because in this case, we're not just handling the delicate eye, we're handling something even more delicate, it's the human soul.
因为在这种情况下，我们不仅仅是在讲这个一个非常敏感的眼睛，而是一个人的灵魂，这个比人的眼睛更敏感。
And there is no better example of how to do this than the ophthalmologist Jesus.
没有任何一个更好的例子就可以说明这个。
Can you help me go to the next slide? It's stuck again.
说明这个就是耶稣像一个眼科大夫一样。
Do you remember the story in John 8 of the woman who was caught in adultery?
你们大家记不记得在约翰福音第八章里头讲到一个故事，就有一个妇女在行淫的时候被抓住了。
Maybe you remember she was caught in adultery and the people gathered around were about to throw stones at her.
她被抓到以后，大家准备用石头把她打死。
But these professional religious people, they asked Jesus, you know, in the law, Moses commands us to stone people like this. What do you think we should do?
这些都是专业的这种牧师啊，或者学士啊什么，他们就问耶稣基督说，在根据这个摩西五经的这个教导，我们应该怎么样处理这个女人？
But you remember Jesus bends down and he starts to write on the ground with his finger.
你还记得吗？大家就是耶稣基督这个时候，他弯下腰来在地上画，用手指头画。
And he says, you know, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone.
他说，你们任何人中如果自己是没有罪的，那么你就先用石头来打他。
And so the people slowly began to leave because they realized we all have sin.
所以他在场的这些人最后慢慢的都离开了，因为他们知道他们每个人都有罪。
And you can go to the next slide. Jesus actually says, where are they? Has nobody condemned you?
然后耶稣基督就说这些人都去哪里了，然后没有人来谴责你吗？
And she says, you're right, nobody has condemned me.
这个女人说你说的对，没有任何人来谴责我。
And Jesus says, neither do I condemn you, but go now and leave your life of sin.
耶稣基督说我也不谴责你，但是你现在去活出一个没有罪的生命。
And as I thought about this, I realized, you know,The man Jesus Christ had every right. He had every right to be hard on that woman.
我认识到这个，我们有他有权利，对这个妇女做出判断，做出审判。
He could judge her and he could condemn her because, unlike us, Jesus had no plank in his eye, not even a speck.
这个耶稣基督他可以审判他，他可以论断这个妇女，因为他不像我们，他的眼中没有任何的良目，不像我们其他的人。
But instead of judging her, about 2 years later, he was nailed to a cross and he was judged for her.
但是他没有去论断这个妇女，两年以后他自己跪下来被别人审判。
You can go to the next slide. The judgment she deserved, of course, he took upon himself.
这位妇女所应得的审判由耶稣来代替。
And I realized, you know, through the power of a crucified and resurrected Jesus, people just like that woman caught in adultery and you and me can be set free and forgiven.
通过这个耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲和以后的复活，我们所有的人就像这位妇女一样，我们的罪得到了赦免。
We too can be forgiven for all the times that we've criticized and judged and condemned.
我们可以为我们所做的所有的论断和谴责，我们可以被原谅。
You can go to the last slide. Jesus says, "For there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
耶稣基督说，如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
I hope that by God's grace, each of us, including myself, we can learn to be easy on others and hard on ourselves.
我希望我们所有人，包括我自己，我们能够宽以待人，严以律己。
And as we do that, I think the watching world will take notice.
当我们这样做的时候，这个世界上其他的人，他们都会看到。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we confess that we are all guilty of judging others, but we want to pray for your help, that you would empower us by your Holy Spirit to be aware of our own flaws and to be slow to criticize, and that you would help us when we see or are tempted to criticize, that you would help us to use those and turn them into opportunities to understand other people, to understand their stories, and to serve them and pray for them as part of our witness to the world. We thank you and we ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen.